Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What is it with four-letter words? They're all right to use in games of Boggle or Scrabble, but they're not all right to use at home or in school. They're used frequently in locker rooms and at construction sites, and nowadays in rap music all the time. And if I were to ask you to make a list of the three perhaps most used four-letter words, the most frowned upon three-letter or four-letter words, my guess is that we would all come up with the same list. There's an F word, and there's an SH word, and there's a D word. That is, unless I were to have asked one of my sisters. For you see, in our home growing up, we had another four-letter word that was on the to-not-use list. It was an H word. And it wasn't H-E double toothpicks. It was the word hate. My dad hated the word hate. And if you were caught using the word hate, especially in regards to another person, there would be swift and certain punishment. Well, that's not the case in my home with my children. But I do have another four-letter word that is not to be used in our home. And while using it will not result in swift and certain punishment, it will result in swift and certain lecture from me. And so my kids know that if they don't want to hear another lecture from Dad, they are never to use the word can't. For you see, I can't stand the word can't. Dad, I can't figure this out. I can't do it. I can't find it. I can't this and I can't that. I don't want to hear can't because I only believe in can. Find a way. Make it work. Figure it out. Try again and again and again. Try harder. Try something different. But I believe that where there's a will, there is a way. I will accept that something is difficult, that it's time-consuming, that it's frustrating, that it's challenging, that it's complicated, but I will not accept that it can't be done. Thus, in my book, in our house, can't is most definitely a four-letter word. I believe it is in God's book too. For you see, Scripture is very clear in reminding us, as God is very clear in reminding His people, that with Him, all things are possible. That there is nothing impossible for God. That we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. That when He is for us, no one can stand against us. And that His grace is sufficient. So to ever think, or to assume, or to worry, that we are faced with a situation, or a problem, or a dilemma, that we can't fix, or solve, or get through, is simply not true. And as much as God loves us and has demonstrated that love for us, I think at times He must get frustrated with us when He continually hears us say, can't. Evidence of this. In Exodus, God told Moses to go to Egypt and to face Pharaoh and to set his people free. Moses said, in essence, I can't. He said, who am I? And what do I say that your name is? And what if they don't listen to me? And I can't speak very well. Oh, Lord, please send someone else. And then Exodus chapter 4, verse 14 states this. Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. In Numbers 13, as the children of Israel arrive at the doorstep of the promised land, Moses sends out spies to go into the land to spy it out, to get them ready to conquer. But when they come back, Caleb, one of the spies, said to Moses and to the people, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the other men who went up with Caleb said this, we can't attack those people, for they're stronger than we are. And then the scriptures tell us that the Lord punished Israel for their disobedience and for their contempt. Matthew chapter 14. Jesus was engaged with a great crowd of people. Scriptures say there were some 5,000 men, plus women and children, who had come to hear him from the surrounding villages and towns. And as evening approached, they'd been there all day with Jesus, and the people were getting hungry. And the disciples came to Jesus and said, the people need to eat. Send them out to the towns and villages. And Jesus commanded the disciples, you give them something to eat. And the disciples say, we can't. We've only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus says, bring them to me. And he proceeded to feed the 5,000 men plus women and children with basketfuls left over. Today in our Old Testament reading, the Lord calls out to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah said to God, I can't do that, Lord. I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. I'm just a youth. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, do not say, I am just a youth. I'm only a youth. I've put my words in your mouth. I have set you over nations and kingdoms. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you. Over and over again throughout the Bible, we see that can't isn't a word that is in God's vocabulary. When he tells us to go and to do and to speak and to act, the only proper response is, yes, Lord. For when he calls us, he also equips us. And when he commissions us, he also empowers us. And when he sends us, he also accompanies us. And thus there is no can't for us. Because there is no can't for him. All things are possible with God. God said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Those same words could be said to each of us. Paul states in Romans chapter 8, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Before we were even born, God chose us to be his people. And then after we were born, God had us be brought to the sacrament of holy baptism, where he then adopted us to be his own. And in that act of baptism, through that water and through that word, God poured out upon us the forgiveness that his son Jesus had won for us on the cross, and the life that he had won for us through his resurrection from the dead. And also in that incredible, miraculous act of baptism, he placed his spirit within each of us. And thus, he has put more than merely his words into us. He has put himself into us. To stand before God and to say, "I can't," is an act of disobedience and an act of contempt toward God. It is to say that God is unable, that God is unwilling, and that God is uninterested, and nothing could be further from the truth. God is able. God is willing. And God is always interested. So don't say can't. Don't say the illness can't be healed. The relationship can't be mended. The obstacles can't be overcome. Say and think only can. For with God, all things are possible. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen.